And Paul was just talking about the Prime Minister's national security statement there. The fallout from that goes on. Some of the Muslim community expressing anger over what they say is scapegoating of their communities. In his statement, the Prime Minister said he wished that more Muslim leaders would describe their religion as a religion of peace. These comments sparked an outpouring of criticism from people who say that the suggestion that the community does not do enough to stamp out extremism will inflame racism and hatred. We're joined now by Kiranda Sayat, the Secretary of the Islamic Council of Victoria. Kiranda Sayat, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning.
The Prime Minister says that all Muslim leaders need to be part of Australia's team. And you heard those comments where he said he wished more would speak out describing Islam as a religion of peace and mean it. Do you think that although the majority of Muslims do condemn terrorism violence, do you agree there are still some who need to do a lot more in the fight against extremism, the public fight against it?
Well, it's quite ironic that he uses that type of language, particularly around the idea of team and being the captain of it. I think that the broader issue here is not really about the Muslim community's lack of resolve and commitment to promoting peace and security in Australia. It's about the lack of communication that the Prime Minister has shown between his constituencies, whether it's the Muslim community, whether it's its backbench, or whether it's other community groups out there. I think that overall, we've seen lack of leadership from him and seeing basically a Prime Minister who's out of touch with the society.
Where do you say that lack of leadership is? How do you characterise that? I mean, he's been out making national security statements every other fortnight.
I think his lack of leadership is not showing us ways forward or solutions rather than, rhetorical speeches which are lacking in substance and really only creating more anxiety and fear. I mean, all I got from his speech yesterday was, let's all be worried that there's going to be more terrorist attacks and that nobody is doing anything about it. You know, I think he hasn't really consulted the community. He hasn't really done enough research about this problem, and he's only inflamed the situation.
Well, I'll come back to the inflammation in a minute. Let's go to the action. The government is in consultation with the Muslim community across the country to develop so-called de-radicalisation programs. A lot of people who are working hard on this suggest that's the way to go, to try and work with the community to try and stop people being radicalised in the first place. Is that going on, that work, and are you concerned that the Prime Minister's statement yesterday, those comments we've been talking about, might put those consultations in jeopardy?
Well, it won't put our ongoing consultations with the Attorney General's Department in jeopardy because we're committed to it. But we've already heard about a number of groups that are boycotting those consultations. So, really,
in the light of the Prime Minister's comments,
yes, that's right. Only in the last 24 hours, but I think that in terms of the consultations, they're coming fairly late in the situation. I mean, they're only very recent. I think that over the last 12 months or maybe 2 years, there hasn't been enough consultation, and it's only in the last month or so where we're seeing this. So really, I think there could have been more done. But of course, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop. We should continue working with the government. This is really where the solutions are. This is where we should be providing more support and empowerment to the Muslim community so they can actually do something about this rather than criticise them and then, you know, not really put any genuine support behind the community. I think it's a collaborative effort. It needs to be done in communication. We can't work in a bubble, and that's really critical to keeping Australia safe. And
again, in terms of work being done, one of the things the PM announced yesterday is a new program to challenge terrorist propaganda and to provide alternative online material based on Australian values. Is that a good idea? How do you see that working?
I suppose we need to see more detail in the proposal, but it's definitely a good start in the sense that one of the key problems that we have around, you know, at-risk youth, besides the social factors like unemployment and marginalisation, we need to address the issues that's going on social media and online hate speech and radicalised sort of messages coming out online. So that's definitely something that we've been working on. I've been working on it for the last 4 years. So creating alternative or counter-narratives is really important online, and that's particularly where we'd like to target some of these initiatives that the Attorney General's proposing.
It's 2 minutes to wait. Kurandra Sayed is our guest. He's the Secretary of the Islamic Council of Victoria. Just referring to the Prime Minister's comments we started talking about at the top of this interview, wishing that more Muslim leaders would preach peace and mean it. I mean, in a lot of people listening, I think, would, you know, you often read articles about the young people who've headed off to help ISIS, the fact that they were radicalised without their parents knowing, they came in contact with people at the local mosque or their imam or their preacher who they've met online. So, I mean, is there something in that, that not all these people who are claiming to be preachers, Muslim preachers, are teaching a message of peace? Some seem to be preaching the very messages that are leading these people astray.
I think, firstly, in the context of the situation, it's an absolute minority that's going down that path. But I think that there are grievances which are more complex that relate to why people are motivated to do such a thing. There are it's not all about teaching Islam as a religion of peace. It's there are people out there who have political agendas. There are people who are angry or feel frustrated that their leadership is not doing anything about solving the problem in Syria, for example. So there are, it's a bit more complex than that, but I think by and large here in Australia there are no one that I know, except for the ones that we already know. There are probably three or four hate preachers out there that have been cited by the surveillance and government authorities. But really, the general Muslim community has done so much in terms of trying to create and promote peace, but also directly addressing and challenging those people who do preach hatred. So I think, by and large, our community is working very well in terms of that, and I don't believe that the Prime Minister's statements have really caused more fear and inflamed, or created more division in the community.
All right, Kurandra Sayed, we're almost at the news. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you again. All the best.
Kurandra Sayed is the Secretary of the Islamic Council of Victoria.